All right, so we'll say good morning. So today's daf is daf yod. We're actually yod. All right, so if you remember again, so the Gemara end begins with a simple question. The Gemara says, "Hi Mai," second line, last word on the line. "Hi Mai, what is this case?" And I will say, what the Gemara is picking up on is our discussion from yesterday. If you remember again, yesterday we discussed, it was actually the Mishnah, the Gemara quoted, on test on base. I'll just read it to you. So the Gemara says, Chotzer Kitana Shenifritza Ligidola. Remember, this was the case of the small Chotzer that was breached into the larger Chotzer. So the Gemara said, Gidola Muteres. The larger Chotzer is Muter, and the smaller Chotzer is Asr. So the Gemara gave a whole variation of different cases in order to understand why exactly this was so. Bikitzer, the simple approach was that for the Chatzer Gidola, the reason why it was still mutter was because this opening was considered to be an opening and not a breach, it was considered to be an entranceway, therefore did not compromise the enclosure of the Chatzer, as opposed to the Chatzer Kitana, where because of a variety of different approaches, again, this was considered to be a breach that was not able to be closed, and because there was no joint area between the two chatzeros, it restricted carrying in the smaller chatzer. So the Gemara says, "Hi, Mai. Let's clarify this case. E amrit v'shlama nira mibachutz v'shava mibifnim, eino nidon mishum lachi." So Rabbi said, remember, the context in which this was all brought up was dealing with a very specific case of lechi. The lechi case was anira mibachutz v'shava mibifnim, which was a lechi that can be seen on the outside, but is not visible on the inside. So the Gemara was trying to discuss whether or not that's actually considered to be a lechi. So the Gemara said, let's analyze this. If you tell me that nira mibachutz and shava mibifnim is in fact eino nido mishum lechi, is not a lechi. Okay. Now there's a lot of ifs that are going to happen over here. If you hold that nira mibachutz and shava mibifnim is not a lechi, the Rebbe savar lo k'Rebbe Yosi. And Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yossi. Now we'll say, what does Rebbe Yossi hold? So take a look at Rashi for just a moment. So Rashi says over here, "Hi Mai, I amrit b'shlama, mas nisim ki dahava shem inan la me'ikara, v'michuvenes kitana keneged emtsa'isa." That the case of the Mishnah is where the middle chatzer, the small chatzer, is exactly centered within the larger chatzer. "Ome'a'ama yisera nishlu shlosha lakan, u'shlosha lakan." Now remember, Rebbe said, the way we originally set up that case was, the larger chatzer was 11 amos wide. The small chatzer was 10 amos wide. And if the small chatzer is centered in the large chatzer, then what does that mean? That means you have one amma on each side. One amma on each side leaves you with three tefachim on each side. Rashi goes on. V'yishlomar umeh amma et ayisera. Nishlo shloshim mikan, shloshim mikan. V'yishlomar nira mibachot sham mibifnim. Mishnei ruchos. Apiluhachi ketana asura. The nira mibachutz shav mibifnim lo mahani. The Rebbe pishnei pasin the chatzik Rebbe Yossi savala da'ar b'masnisin ein lechi pachos mirochov shlosha. So we'll say now watch this. If you go with the approach that nira mibachutz shav mibifnim is not a good lechi, and if you go with the idea that a lechi has to be at least three tefachim like Rebbe Yossi, udrabi zera udravina lesa. And he does not hold of Rabbi Zeira and Ravina. So we'll say, what did Rabbi Zeira and Ravina say? Rabbi Zeira was the one who suggested that the case yesterday was one in which the walls of the small chatzer extend into the larger chatzer. And Ravina was the one who wanted to suggest that perhaps the case could be where the smaller chatzer is not centered. Right? Ravina wanted to say that it was two tefachim away from one side, four tefachim from the other. Then, Mishum Hachi Kitana Be'eser, Ugedola Be'achatis, right? Then I understand why you want to set up the case of the smaller chatzer as 10, and the larger chatzer as 11 amos. Mishum de Rebbe Savar lo k'Rebbe Yossi, because it's coming to teach us that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yossi. So I will say there are two things then that the Gemara is teaching us. Number one is that halacha lemaisa, nira mibachutz and shava mibifnim is not considered to be a good lechi. And number two, that halacha lemaisa, the width of a lechi has to be at least three tefachim. Then I understand why you want to set up the case as the smaller chatzer being 10 and the larger chatzer being 11. However, ele'i amrit nira mibachutz v'shava mibifnim nidon mishum lechi. But if you in fact hold that a lechi that can be seen on the outside but not on the inside is a lechi, udravina isa, and the positions of Rabbi Zeira and Ravina are possible, The Rebbe lo sever lak Rebbe Yossi, and Rebbe would not hold lak Rebbe Yossi, meaning that a lechi does not have to be three tefachim. Then gedola ba'achas esrei lamali. Then why do you have to set up the case as the larger chaser being 11? After all, imar shach ila mishrei gedola ka'asi. If the whole point of the Mishnah is to teach me that the larger chaser is permitted, ushnei tefachim sagya. Right, and therefore halacha lemaisa, then two tefachim will be enough. Then simply having it two tefachim larger will be enough. V'i lemisrei lektana ka'asi lashmoinon. And if the Mishnah is coming to teach me that the smaller chaser is aser, demifligituva, that it could even be a lot larger. Elalav shmamina. Therefore, we have to say based on this, nira mibachutz v'shava mibifnim, eino nidon mishumlechi shmamina. So the Gemara therefore wants to suggest that the reason why the Mishnah sets up a very specific case, Rav Osai, remember, so it comes out is the very specific case is the larger chaser is 11, the smaller chaser is 10. Amos, this is, okay? The smaller chatzar is centered in the larger chatzar, which then means that you have a tefach of extra space, which means that you have three tefachim on each side, which means, again, technically speaking, we don't hold, like the qualifications are Ravi Zera and Ravina. Therefore, Rabbi said the conclusion is only one conclusion, which is that Nira Mibachutz and Shava Mibifnim is not a good lechi. That would be the inference from this particular Mishnah, Shmamina. Fine. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Lo Shmiya Loha Shmaisisa. So Rabbi Yosef said, I never heard this ruling. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Le Abaye, At Amrit Nihiran. But Rabbi Abaye said, what are you talking about? You taught it us. Now look at Rashi, was just a moment ago, say, Lo Shmiya Hashmaisa. What is Rabbi Yosef talking about over here? Lo Shmiya Loha Shmaisa. It's in the wide lines of Rashi, about four lines in. Lo Shmiya Hashmaisa. De Rabba Barafuna. May Rav Huna Avuha, the Nira Mibachutz Nidon Mishum Lachi. So we'll say now Rav Yosef is saying, I never heard the ruling that Nira Mibachutz and Shava Mibifnim is a good Lachi. So Abai says, really? At Amrit Nihilan. Va'aha Ahamrit Nihilan. The Amr Rabbi Amma, the Amr Rami Bar Abba, the Amr Rami Bar Abba, Amr Rav Huna, Lechi Hamoshech im Dafno Shal Mavui, Pacho Usoros, listen to this case. So this is Lechi Hamoshech Bedafno Shlam Mavoi. So if you're looking in the pictures, it's picture number 73. Picture number 73. Hopefully every table has a picture book. No? All right. Well, if not, you'll have to hopefully somebody has some semblance of pictures. All right. So now, if you look over here, so this case, you can see picture 73 where the wall of the Mavoi is extending past the wall, the extra wall is extending past the wall of the Mavui, literally into the Rosh Saradim over here. Dafno Shal Mavui, this is that Lechi HaMoshe Kavi Dafno Shal Mavui. So what says, the Gemara says the following. Pachos, said, now we qualify this case. Pachos mi Dalet Amos, nido mishum Lechi. If the wall extends less than Dalet Amos, then the wall has the status of a Lechi. Umishtamish imchudo hapanimi. But of course, you can only go ahead and what? You can only go ahead and use up until the innermost edge of that dofen, of that wall. Okay? Because as you will say, especially in this case, it's much more pronounced. Because to use anything past that innermost edge of the wall will ultimately be Rosh Saradim. Okay? So, Pachos mi Dalaram, Nidom Shulachi, Umishtamish imchudo hapanimi. Dalet Amos, however, if the wall extends for Amos, then Nidon Mishum Mavui V'asr Lehishtamish Pekulo, then what would happen? Then the wall would have the status of a Mavui, and what? You would be prohibited to use the entire area. So we'll say, if that wall extends more than Dalet Amos, then Halach Lamaisa said that it's no longer a Lechi, that's considered to be a Mavui. Then we'll say, how would it be a Mavui if it's extending into the Rosh Saradim? Is a different discussion, not really our problem for right now. So the Gemara says the following. And you, Rav Yosef, said to us, Shma Mina Tlas. We learn three things from here. Number one, Shma Mina Bein Lechayin Aser. Rav Yosef, the first lesson we learn is that one is not permitted to use the area between Lechis. Between Lechis, which Rav Yosef makes sense because, again, what can you use in this wall? You could use until the Chudo Hapanimi. When I say innermost edge of the wall, Remember, innermost edge means the point of where the wall, the extension wall, hits the edge of the mavui wall. So number one, that teaches you that you can't use the area opposite the lechi. Number two, ushmamina meshech mavui ba'arba. Number two, we learn that the minimum dimension for the depth, we'll call it, of a mavui is dalaramas. Right? An area is not considered to be a mavui if it doesn't have dalaramas. Number three, ushmamina nira mi bachutz v'shava mi bifnim nidon mishum lechi. And lesson number three is that halacha lemaisa, a lechi that is visible on the outside, but from the inside is not. And also remember, as you said yesterday, what that means is that from the inside, it just looks like an extension of the regular wall. It does not necessarily look like a lechi. It's still considered to be a lechi. It's v'helchusa, and I will say, what is the bottom line? V'helchusa, nira mi bachutz, v'shava mi bifnim, nidon mishum lechi. And I will say now, the Gemara posits that halacha lemaisa, if you indeed you have a lechi that is nira mi bachutz and shava mi bifnim, it is indeed a proper lechi. So the Gemara says, one second, tiyufta v'helchusa. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. I will say, the Gemara just reached two contradictory conclusions. Because just beforehand, the Gemara said that based on the Mishnah of Tesum of Israel, so remember the Mishnah. So the Mishnah was the case of the two chatzeros. The large chatzer that is 11 amos, the small chatzer that's 10 amos. Small chatzer is breached into the large chatzer. Small chatzer is situated in the middle of the large chatzer, which then means what? You have three tefachim of wall on each side, right? We don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi, so it doesn't have to be three tefachim. Technically speaking, those two wall remnants should serve as lechis, and yet they don't. Which teaches us what? Nira mi bachutz and shava mi bifnim is not a good lechi. So based on the Mishnah, the Gemara said, nira mi bachutz and shava mi bifnim is not a lechi. Now the Gemara just said, based on what we just learned over here, that nira mi bachutz and shava mi bifnim is a lechi. So which one is it? Which the Gemara says, eh, no, this is the halacha. The halacha is that nira mi bachutz and shava mi bifnim is a lechi, Mishum Ditani Rabbi Chiya Kavase. Because at the end of the day, this is how Rabbi Chiya taught this. So Rabbi Chiya's rulings are generally considered to be authoritative, and therefore, because Rabbi Chiya taught that Nirami Bachotz and Shavim Bifnim, obviously, coupled with this last discussion over here, that's the way he passed. And indeed, Halacha Lamaisa, it's good to know, it's good to come to some Halacha Lamaisa, that is how he passed. That a lechi that has Nirami Bachotz and Shavim Bifnim is in fact considered to be a lechi. Says the Gemara, "Va'arachav me'eser yimait." So we'll say now the Gemara is going to the next test, next statement in the Mishnah. So if you remember again, the Mishnah that we're still working off our first Mishnah in the Parak. So the Mishnah said that if you have a door, if the mavui has an entranceway of 10 amos, bless you, of 10 amos, yimait, you have to decrease the size of that entranceway. So the Gemara says, because once again, the idea is that any opening of more than 10 amos. Ultimately loses its status as a doorway and ultimately becomes halachically recognized as a breach, which would then compromise the enclosure of the mavui. So the Gemara says, Amra Abaye Tana, Vaharachav Me'eser Yimait. So Abaye said, right, it states, like the Mishnah says, that if it's wider than 10 amos, you have to decrease the width, you have to decrease the opening. Rabbi Huda Omer, Eino Sarech Lemait. So here's what's interesting. Because the Mishnah records no machlokes about this ruling. The Mishnah seems to say it's ledivrei hakol, but here the Braise clearly indicates that Rabbi Yehuda holds that halacha lemaisa, you don't have to in any way decrease the opening. Va'ad kama. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, then what would be the maximum opening for a mavui? Also again, because remember, everybody has to agree at some point in time, an opening is not an opening, but it's a breach. At the moment that it becomes a breach, the enclosure is compromised. So how according to Rabbi Huda holds that it can be larger than 10, so how large can it be? So Vad Kama Sava Rav Achi Kameit Rav Yosef Lemeimar Ad Shloshesrei Amo Ushlish, until 13 1/4 amos. Now where does he get 13 1/4 amos? The Kal V'Chomer Mipasei Biros. And this is learned out from the case of the board enclosures of a well. But I will say again, if you want to just take a quick look at the pictures over here, you take a look at picture number 74. We will get into this sugya later on. But we will see that halacha lemaisa, when it came to a well, Chazal allowed certain leniencies in it. So we'll say, here's the issue with the well. A well itself sometimes can have the dimensions of a Rosh HaSayachim. but usually a well was situated in Rishus HaRavim. So obviously then going ahead and drawing water from the well could be problematic on Shabbos. Now because of the Oli Regalim, because of those who would come to go ahead and come to Yerushalayim on Shabbos, or those who would come on Yom Tov, so Chazal created certain leniencies regarding enclosing the area around a well. And what they allowed, you can see in this picture over here, is they allowed you to set up these perpendicular mechitzos in the corners. I will say, there are incredible chidushim involved in this. Obviously, the greatest chidush is that in this case, there's more open space than closure, which of course we know, you know, we're on the cusp of getting, you know, smicha and mechitzos already over here. So we know that you know, mechitza 101 is you always have to have omed meruba ala parutz. You always have to have more enclosure than open space. Otherwise, it's not called a mechitza. See, here, this is in clear violation of this. You clearly see a much more open space than you have enclosure. But nevertheless, this is a particular leniency. We're going to spend a lot of time speaking about this. So the Gemara says, where do we get 13 and a third amos from? From Pasiv Yiro. So we'll say, again, if you look at that picture, you will notice, and again, we'll get to how we get to all these measurements, but the maximum distance between the corners where the boards are is 13 and a third amos. And therefore, Rabbi Huda holds that 13 and a third amos is the maximum distance you can have, and the maximum space you can have in an opening, with it still be considered an opening and not a breach. And he learns that from Pasiv Yiro. He says, "Uma pasei biraos." When it comes, passing rabos are boards, biraos are be'er, are wells. So the board enclosures of a well. When it comes to the board enclosures of a well, gotta find a better phrase for that. Board enclosures of a well. Well, board enclosures. Good. All right, that's better. Good. When it comes to the well board enclosures, so shehitarta bahen poritz meruba ala omid. So we'll say clearly what's permitted over there is you're permitted to have more open space than closed space. Yet, lo hitarta bahen yosem mishloshes re'amo. Yet, see, we'll say one would have thought that once you're already allowing more open space than closed space, then maybe again the restrictions as to how much open space wouldn't even matter all that much. But we see it's not true. That even when you allow for paritz meruba al ha'omed, for more open space than closed space, there is still a maximum of 13 and a third. Then, Mavui shelo etarta ba paritz meruba ala omeid ino din shelo katir ba yosem mishlosh esrei ama ushlish. Then aloch lamais, in a case of a mavui where you do need what more closed space than open space, so certainly then 13 and a third amo should be the maximum space allowed for the opening. So the Gemara says, one second, viano senes. But this logic could be applied the exact opposite way. Pase biraos shetarta ba in paritz meruba ala omeid. When it comes to the well, to the board well enclosures, where you, to begin with, you permitted to have more open space than enclosure. Lo tatir bahen yosem mishlosh esrei amo ushlish. The maximum opening is 13 and a third amos. Mavui shelo etarta bo paritz meruba la omed tatir bo yosem gimel amos ushlish. This is interesting. So now he wants to make it the reverse. Right? The reverse would be that since a mavui already has to have more closed space than open space, then why not allow? You could allow a bigger enclosure. You could allow a bigger breach. Why? Because at the end of the day, both sides, even if the breach is larger than 13 and a third, at the end of the day, what's still going to be the bottom line? You're still going to have more enclosure than open space. Or you could say the opposite way. Or you could say maybe when it comes to Pasi Biraos, when it comes to the well board enclosures, where what? This is already a major kula. Right, this is already a major leniency to allow a setup like this. Then what? We'll allow another kula, right? Of even 13 and a third opening. Mavui klal klalo. But maybe Mavui has no kulas, and therefore should not be allowed to have this opening of 13 and a third. So we'll say, bottom line, is the Gemara does not prove where Rabbi Huda gets his shita from. But this is the shita of Rabbi Huda. So now what we've seen, interestingly enough, is the Gemara has opened up a new vista for us, which is up until now, we thought that this was actually one part that everybody agreed with. Namely, that a mavui could only have an opening of up to 10 amos. Now we see that it's not true. That halacha lemaisa, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it can even be larger than 10 amos. How much larger? So the Gemara wants to suggest over here that Rabbi Yehuda would allow until 13 and a third amos. That we'll have to see if that's the bottom line. And I will say, for our purposes, just so you should know, because like the Yehuda halacha lemaisa, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like the Tanakhama, like the Mishnah, which means that for a mavui purposes, the largest area, the largest opening you could possibly have would be 10 amos. Now, of course, again, we will see the exception in the Mishnah to that was what? The exception in the Mishnah was that if you had a Tzuras HaPesach, which we'll get to, if you have like a doorway, right, side posts and a top beam, then Halokha L'maisa, the entranceway, could even be larger. But assuming there's no Tzuras HaPesach, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, then the maximum area, the maximum opening would be 10 amos. Tani Levi. So Levi thought the following idea. Mavui Shul Rachav Esr, which was another interesting case. So still going with 10, maximum 10 amos. So a Mavui that is 20 amos wide, 20 amos, so I'll say obviously 20 amos wide is problematic. Again, there's no Tzuras HaPesach in these cases. So it's just an opening.
I'm just going to ask, that's walking through where there's two walls,
Nothing on top. Okay, nothing on top. Correct. Because once you put something on top, that's a Tzuras HaPesach, that's going to come into a different discussion. So now the Gemara says the following. So Mavui, you have a Mavui that's 20 amos wide. So what can you do in order now? You obviously need some way to lessen this story. So what do? The Gemara gives an interesting suggestion. No eitz kana be'emseiso. Vidayo. You know what you do? You plunk down a pole in the middle. You plunk down a pole in the middle, and that's enough. So we'll say, take a look. This is a good picture, actually. They're all good pictures. So picture 75. So literally, the Gemara is suggesting over here that you just go ahead and put a pole right in the middle. Putting a pole in the middle of both sides does what? Divides the entranceway into two entranceways of 10. Now both sides, remember, it's actually not 10, it's actually less than 10. Because remember, again, the pole itself occupies some space, even if it's a minimal amount of space. But the point is, what it does is, it goes ahead and demarcates it into two smaller entranceways of 10, in which case, again, a mavoi with less than an entranceway of 10 is totally fine. So the Gemara says, Hu tani la, Hu tani la, so Levi taught this, Vehu amar la, and Levi also said, the ain halacha ka'osa mishnah. So it's interesting. So Levi taught it, and Levi said, but halacha is not like this. But halacha is not like this. Okay, so the Gemara goes weiter. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Ein halacha ka'osa mishnah." Why? It's the last Rashi on the daf. Rashi says, well, first of all, just read the next line. Ikad amri. Others say, "Amr Shmuel mishmei the Levi." Ein halacha ka'osa mishnah. Others say it wasn't Levi taught it, but it wasn't Levi who said the halacha is not like this. It was Shmuel who said the halacha is not like this. But we'll say either way, it doesn't really matter who said. Well, it matters who said it. But halacha l'maisa. Bottom line is, it doesn't work. So right now it's not wide. Right now we're going to get to wider cases. We're going to get to that. So look at the last Rashi in Halacha Ka'osa Mishnah. Rashi says the Asi Avira Dahai Gisa U Dahai Gisa Umevatalei Lekana. And we'll say the logic behind it is, and this is something we're going to get into now in this coming sugya, is what ends up happening is the Avir, the space on each side, is Mevatal the pole, because the pole is insignificant. Vis-a-vis the open space on both sides, the pole is considered to be not there, and therefore Halacha L'maisa does not divide up the entranceway. We're going to define this more. Elohei Chiyavid. So what should you do? So now let's say I do have an opening on the Mavui that's 20 amos. I obviously need to diminish it. So what do I do? So Amar Shmuel Mishmei de Levi. So Shmuel said the name of Levi. Ose pas gavoa asara b'meshech arba amos u'ma'amida la'arko shal Mavui. So what do? You make a pass. Literally, you make a beam that is high, but this is more than just a beam, you'll see. This is really a pile. You make a beam that is 10 tefachim high and extends back 4 amos across, back through the depth of the mavoi. And also you can see this. This is picture 76. So picture 76, you can see it over here, where again, you have this, you have the height, you have this pillar. You have this pillar over here that's 10 tefachim high and 4 amos into the depth. Now, both say, what have you effectively done? You've created another mavoi, right? That's really what you've done, because remember, you've created this demarcation. You've created this demarcation of a mavoi within the mavoi itself. So Rashi says over here, "Uma amida la'arko shal mavoi be'emtsa ha'pesach," in the middle of the opening, "Dechevan di'ika hechsher mavoi ba'arko shal pas ha'ilei kishtei mavuos." Essentially, what you do is you make it like two different mavois. So we'll say essentially what you do is you create two different entrances. So if you look in the picture over here, so you have this stack that is 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim into the depth, and again you have your lechi on each side. You have your lechi on each side, which essentially makes it into entrances of two different mavuos. Inami, other possibility is Kidra Yehuda. like Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Mavoi Shurachav Chamesh Esrei Amah. So now, another interesting Eitzah. The other interesting Eitzah would be, let's say you have a Mavoi that's 15 Amos wide. So we'll say again, obviously 15 Amos wide, you've got a problem because it's more than 10. So what do? Marchik Shtei Amos Va'ose Pas Shalosh Amos. You know what you do? You go ahead and you distance yourself to Amos, and make a pass, make a board that is 3 Amos. Now take a look at the picture over here. So you can see this is picture number 77. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, what you simply do is, go ahead, distance yourself, make a distance from the wall, 2 Amos, and then make another wall subsection that's 3 Amos. I will say, what have you effectively done? Remember, it's right, so because now the wall section is 3 Amos, that you position it less than 2 Amos from the wall, that's lovud, and therefore halachically it's viewed as what? As a wall section of 5 Amos. So once you have a wall section of 5 Amos, you've effectively done what? Converted a 15 Amo opening into what? Into a 10 Amo opening, which is totally fine for a mavoi. So the Gemara says, V'amai, why do you have to be so complicated? Ya'aseh pas Amo umechza, v'yarchik shtei Amos, v'ya'aseh pas Amo umechza. So now the Gemara makes another interesting suggestion, which the Gemara seems to think is easier, although I'm not sure why it's easier. But okay, because building a wall section of 3 Amos, I guess, is more complicated. So why do you have to do this? Instead, what should you do? Make a wall section that's an Amo and a half, and distance it 2 Amos, and make another wall section that's an Amo and a half. So this is picture... Yeah, picture 80. So look at picture 80. So go ahead, make a wall section of Amma and a half, distance it 2 Amos, and then another one that's an Amma and a half. So we'll say you essentially end up accomplishing the same thing, right? Because again, you have 3 Amos of solid wall section, 2 Amos in the middle, which is within the shear of Lavud, and you've essentially created a contiguous 5 Amma wall section, which diminishes then the size of the entranceway of the Mavui. So the question is, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda suggest this? Shmamina, listen to this, because apparently from here we would learn, Omeid Meruba ala Parot Mishtei Ruchos Lo Havi Omeid. So Rabbi said, this is a very interesting case, because it must be that when you have omin meruba ala parot, that when you have a situation in which the only way to have more standing wall than open space is to include standing wall from two directions, that is not halachically appropriate. Now look at Rashi just a moment, then I'll show you in the picture. Shmamina parot meruba ka omid aser. No, that's not the right Rashi, I'm sorry. Yeah, so it's in Rashi, Ya'aseh pas Amo umechza. It's in the middle of that Rashi. Rashi says, Shaminan mila, midlo mitstarfis lehu omid meruba ala parots, bein beiz ruchos, kishe titzrafein, lo havi omid meruba, ela zil lagabe kochad v'chad. So we'll say, listen to this. So if you look at that picture once more in 80, so in order to go ahead and say Omin Meruba Al Parutz, remember, Omin Meruba Al Parutz means that the closed area is greater than the open area. So if you look at picture 80 for just a moment, in order to be able to do that over here, you have to include closed area from two different directions. Then I will say, the classic idea of Omin Beruba Ala Parutz. Think about this. Where was the first time we saw this concept? The first time we saw this concept was by enclosed Mavoi. And there's one part that's breached. But where is the Omin? Where is the closed part? The closed part is contiguous. It's contiguous. And then you have a breach there. So the Gemara wants us to, but if you look at this case over here, in picture 80, the closed part is not contiguous. This is what's called Omin Beruba Ala Parutz Mishtei Ruchos. Then in order to go ahead and calculate out the closed part, you would need to include closed areas from two different directions. Like in this case over here, you have the open part in the middle, and in order for the open part to be considered closed, you have to include the closed part on each side. So the Gemara is suggesting over here that you can't do that. Only, so Zach, I hope this is clear. That again, let me just clarify once. I know it's not clear, but all right. So let me just clarify this once more. Omin Ruba Ala Parutz in a classic sense means that you have contiguous closed areas, and in the middle you have an open area. but the contiguous closed areas are greater than the open area. Omi beruba ala parts mishtei ruchos means that the closed areas are not contiguous. And therefore, in order to go ahead and in order to tally up that the closed parts are greater than the open parts, you need to include closed parts, you need to include closed parts that are in different directions, i.e. not contiguous. So for example, look at picture 80 now once more, you will see that in order to go ahead and say that this 5-amma wall section is closed, you need to include two closed parts that are in two different directions, that are not contiguous. What the Gemara is asking is like this. When Rabbi Yehuda wants to try to go ahead and give you an Eitzah as to how to go ahead and say that you should... Remember, Rabbi Yehuda's case is you have a 15-amma opening to your Mavoi. Rabbi Yehuda is giving you an Eitzah as to how to close off 5 ammos of it in order to only have a 10-amma opening. So what did he suggest? He suggested the case that we saw in picture 77, where what? Where halacha lemaisa, you had the wall, the mavui wall, then you distanced the 2 ammos, and then you had 3 ammos of wall. So the Gemara said, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda tell you, do an amma and a half of wall, 2 ammos open space, and an amma and a half of wall? To which the Gemara answered, because again, if you look at his original suggestion, which is picture 77, it's omi meruba laparetz meruach achos. Right, that again, the wall sections are pretty much contiguous, leaving aside that open space there. The idea is that in order to go ahead and have the open space be considered secondary to the standing wall, you don't need to be mitzaref wall sections in two directions. Therefore, he did not suggest the amma and a half, 2 amma space, because that would require going ahead and connecting two closed areas in two different directions. So says the Gemara Shmamina, Omei merua laparos mishtei ruchos lo havi omeid. To which the Gemara says, maybe not. The olam ein melucha havi omeid. Maybe I'd say that no. Even omei merua laparos mishtei ruchos is considered to be closed. The shiny hacha. Maybe this case is different. The asi avira dahaygisa, the avira dahaygisa omevatale. Maybe this case is different. Why? Because the avir of both of these, because there's airspace on both of these areas, it's mevatlet. Meaning, we'll say, what does that mean? That if you tried to have a space, a small space, or a small slab of wall that has avir on both sides, maybe the avir ultimately is mevatlet the identity of that wall section. To which the Gemara says, fine, I'll give you another eitzah. V'yaaseh pas amo, v'yarchi gamo, v'yaaseh pas amo, v'yarchi gamo, v'yaaseh pas amo. So I've also had the Gemara give another interesting look at 81. So I have another possibility for you. Make a wall section 1 amma, then open space amma, wall section amma, wall space section amma. So amma. Closed, open. So what does this mean? Well, so again, here you see you have essentially 5 ammos. Now remember, because each opening is less than an amma, therefore by definition it's lavud. As halacha lemaisa, you just created a halachic 5 amma wall section. To which the Gemara says, the reason why we don't say that is shmamina omeid kiparutz aser. So we'll say what you see from here is that halacha lemaisa, when the standing section is equal to the open section, that would be aser. So we'll say in this case over here, so because you have 2 ammas of open space plus open space on the other side of the last amma wall section, then halacha lemaisa, the open area is like the closed area, and therefore it's not an effective mechitza. To which the Gemara says, li olam eim alecham mutter. Maybe I'll say to you it's mutter. V'shayni hacha, da asa avira dahaygisa, udahaygisa umevatale. Maybe because you have airspace on both sides, that airspace on both sides is mevatale mechitza. We'll say, what that means is that perhaps the identity of a wall is compromised if it's freestanding. That's the logic over here. Perhaps a wall is really only significant if it's anchored to something else. But the moment that a wall is freestanding, and there's more avir on both sides of the wall than halacha lemaisa, so the wall's negated. So the Gemara says, v'yarchik amma v'yaaseh pas amma umechza, v'yarchik amma v'yaaseh pas amma umechza. So now we'll say, now we have another suggestion. What's the next suggestion? Take a look at picture 82. So now, why don't you distance it 1 amma and then create a pas, create a board section, a wall section that is an amma and a half, and keep distancing this again until you get an area of five amos. A five amos, to which the Gemara says, Einachinami. You could do that. That would work. And now this, again, this technically speaking would also go ahead and remedy a lot of the situations that we said until this point. But kulihai lo achuhu rabbanon. The rabbis did not require you to go to these lengths. So we'll say, we'll see exactly what that means. Because what does that mean, rabbis? Yes, they did. Yes, they did. They required us to go to all kinds of lengths. Because again, we have to go ahead and close off this area. So why the Gemara felt that this was such a tircha, what we're going to get to. See, so just hold on. We're gonna make it through this. So the Gemara says the following: V'leichosh dilma shavik pischa rabba v'ayil bepischa zuta. So we'll say now the Gemara raises a very interesting question. Maybe there's another problem with these type of setups, right? So we'll say we're essentially what? Where you end up having these boards, because remember, we'll say what you're doing in all of these cases is you are creating halachic walls. These halachic walls, by definition, have what? Have open spaces. Because remember, a halachic wall need not be a complete wall. So the Gemara now raises a very interesting question. If you're going to create these type of walls that have openings in them, you have to be concerned about the following situation. That maybe people will stop using the primary entrance, and what? Will go through the holes of the wall. When I say holes, you understand what I mean. We'll go through the spaces in between the solid wall sections, the smaller entrances. So we'll say, now here's what's interesting about that. Look at Rashi. Dilma shavit pischa rabba, ubatil toras pesach minei, ubatil lechi amatukhan ba, v'nimtza mavu izebelotigo. Now I will say, what ends up happening over there is the following. If people stop using the main entrance, that's problematic for two reasons. Number one, because, remember, a lechi only works if it's on the main entrance of the Mavui. If people stop using the main, if people start accessing the Mavui through a different way, that Lechi is rendered ineffective. Also, which makes sense, by the way, because remember, if we're going with the idea that Lechi is a hecker, that Lechi is a reminder, the reminder only works if it's in the primary entrance. If people are using now another entrance, people make a secondary entrance primary, the Lechi is bottle. That's issue number one. Issue number two we'll see is, here's what's fascinating. What do you do with a loved wall that people are using as an entrance? Right? So I'll say, again, here in these cases, whatever variation of numbers you want to use, right, clearly what's happening is you have a space of less than 3 tefachim, you're considering that closed. What happens if everybody starts using it? Is that so now, we'll worry about that piece later on. For our purposes right now, if everybody starts accessing from the smaller entrance, the larger entrance is batal. If the larger entrance is batal, the lechi is not good. If the lechi is not good, there's no carrying in the mavui. To which the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Adam Bar Masna, Chazaka in Adam Aniach Pesach Gadol, V'Nichnas V'Pesach Katan." Yeah, because people don't go ahead and leave aside a larger entrance to go for a small entrance. I mean, there's a certain ease of access from the larger entrance. If we're not kosher, then people are going to use a smaller one. So Gemara says, "Really? Umayshna Midrami Ami Rabbi Asi." What about the cases of Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi? So Rabbi said, again, if you remember Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, so we had, and I don't even have to take you back to a Gemara. I'm going to take you back to a picture. Even better. So remember, again, picture 17. So Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi was the case of where the Mavui is breached towards the front of the Mavui. So if you look, actually, we'll look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, Maishna is Rami and Rabbi Asi, the Amri Le'el, the Mavui Shenifras Mitzido, a Mavui that was breached on its side, Klape Rosho Gimel Eno Matir. So remember, according to Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, you needed to have at least, if you look at picture 17, which was it's one of the earlier pictures on Hey Amud Aleph, like the second picture on Hey Amud Aleph. So according to Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, you needed a wall section of at least 4 tefachim by the front part of the Mavui. Why? Because there was a concern. There's not at least a four tefach wall section. Then halacha lemaisa, that first part of the wall would consider to be breached, and people would access through there. The point the Gemara is making over here is you see that halacha lemaisa, people what do use non-primary entrances to the mavui. So if that's the case, we should be concerned in this case. To which the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, umashna mudrami rabbi asi hasam. The difference over there, the reason why Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi were concerned is because of Osai, that's using this entrance would represent the shortcut. Shortcut, people always use, right? In the case over here, because you're talking, remember, we'll say everything is on the same entrance, you have the Mavoi. Right? Remember, we're trying to repair a breach, or we're trying to close off part of an opening. So the truth is, again, you gain nothing by coming in the smaller entrances. In the case of Rabbi Asi, it's breached on the side, and therefore there's a shortcut. That is chashash that people are going to enter in through there, but in our case, there's no such chashash. So the Gemara goes back there. The Gemara says the following. Tanan Hasam. Now we'll say, and we learn another interesting halacha. Or ha'asla, the leather of an asla. Now we'll say, we will discuss what an asla is in just a moment. But or ha'asla, if you have leather of an asla, if you take a look, the picture over here, the picture is, well, this is not yet, it's picture 83. We'll say, we will see essentially what an asla is essentially a toilet seat. What were the Talmudic toilet seats? So a person would have like a collapsible, I guess like a bench, a stool. So what would you do? You could see in the picture over here, they would put like a chamber pot underneath the stool, and that's what a person would use as a toilet. So now you have, so this, it was leather. This is fancy stuff. So, you know, leather seats. So we've got a leather toilet seat over here. So now this, look at the Gemara. So, or ha'asla, v'chalalo shalom, it's tafim teva. And both said, this is going to be a totally unrelated topic for just a moment. So now, as you could imagine, right? So now you have the leather of the toilet seat, together with its opening, could combine to form a tefach. Now, what is this talking about? Halacha l'maisa, in order for an ohel. Remember, if there's a mace or a piece of a mace underneath an ohel, underneath a roof, so there's the mace is able to convey tumah to anything else underneath it with the roof. What's the standard? What's the most basic definition of a roof? A roof has to be a tefach. With the height of a tefach. It has to be a tefach by a tefach with the height of a tefach. So the Gemara is going to suggest over here that this underneath this toilet seat area could actually serve as an ohel. You'll see why this is important for our discussion over here. So the Gemara says, Or ha'asla v'chalalo shalom itzarfim b'tefach. My Or ha'asla, what is Or ha'asla? Omer Rav Rachanan Rav Yochanan, Or kisui shal beis hakisei. It's the leather toilet seat that people would use when relieving themselves. V'kama, and how large is it? Ki asa ravdimi amar etzba'ayim mikan ve'etzba'ayim revach. It's two fingers in this direction, two fingers in that direction, and two fingers of width. Ki asa ravin amar etzba umechza mikan etzba umechza mikan ve'etzba uverevach ve'emtza. Ravin said no. It is a finger and a half in this direction, a finger and a half in this direction, and one finger in width. Amar le'abay ravdimi. Mi pligaso, are they arguing? Amar leilo, no, they're not arguing. Ha biravrasa, ha bizutrasa. They were measuring with different fingers, right? One was measuring with the thumb, and one was measuring with a different finger. Okay. Velo paginan, they weren't arguing. Amar le, no, it's not true. Loi pligaso. In reality, they're arguing. What are they arguing about? Uba omeit meruba ala parut mishte ruchos pligaso. So let's remember again, we spoke about this earlier. Omeit meruba ala parut. Remember, everyone agrees that halacha l'maisa, in order for an area to be closed, you have to have more closure than opening. The shaila is, can you incorporate closures from two different directions of the opening? Can you incorporate closures that are not contiguous? L'didach, havi omid mishtei ruchos. So you hold that even if it's omid ruba l'parot, even if the closure is from two different directions, it still works. L'ravin miruach achas havi omid. From Ravin, only if it's from one direction, contiguous, it's closed. Mishtei ruchos lo havi omid. But from two different directions, it would not be closed. The isagadait chalop. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up in Yerz Hashem right here tomorrow. I don't have that picture.